Well, this is hard for me to take, kind of hard for me to believe, because we are heading into the final weekend of the 2017 WPCA schedule. It seemed like it was just kicking off. It seems like Calgary was just a couple of days ago, but Dawson Creek in our rearview mirror, and it's now Rocky Mountain House, the attention of everybody on the tour. That comes up this weekend. We go down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Very pleased to have Mark Sutherland join us this afternoon. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. I guess, as I say, the season's almost over. From your perspective, has it flown by? Is it tough slogging? How does it feel with just one event left?
Yeah, it did fly by. You know, I think it has to do with the weather. You know, when it's raining all the time, when we're racing in the mud, it seems to drag on forever. And it's been, you know, other than a few downpours, which I suppose folks will remember during the Stampede, but you know, Other than a few days, we've had good weather. So I think it's like a holiday, right? You know, it's when it's sunny, time goes by quick.
Tell me a little bit about, I'll ask you specifically about Dawson Creek in a second, but season to date, I mean, you've got one event left. How do you look back at the 2017 season so far from your standpoint?
Well, I think, you know, the sport has changed. I'm in my 25th year of driving, and I outrode a number of years before that. It's, you know, the Calgary Stampede really is the apex of our season. And if you, if you're competitive there and do well there, I think that's how you, you know, kind of gauge everything. So it's gotten that, you know, Stampede was always important to our sport, and now it's, you know, it's just tremendously important. So I was happy. You know, I think if you're running tough at the Stampede, and you're doing well, I guess that's kind of what you shoot for, and that's what you sort of have to gauge your training and your horsepower on. So, you know, I've had some good shots at some of these other shows. You know, Dawson Creek specifically, we just finished it. You know, other than a tiny little driver error that I knocked a barrel, you know, I'm in the top five. So horses are working good. 1 week left to show them off to everybody, and then I guess it's back to the drawing board of drafting new prospects and working with them.
Mark, with Rocky, the last event, are you going to do anything? Does this afford you an opportunity to try maybe some younger horses in different positions, or do you just approach this one like any other race you have this season?
Yeah, I think I approach this one the same. I was lucky enough to have a couple of rookies that were talented this year. They raced at the Calgary Stampede, and you know, you'll see them race at Rocky Mountain House again. So, you know, I think some guys find those opportunities. They don't necessarily have to be the last show of the year. Sometimes you stick them in first show of the year, and sometimes they're good enough and they can make the big show at Calgary. So, you know, I'm just gonna. You know, I won't go with all the horses that you would have seen me race with all season. Some of them, you know, the old veterans and stuff that, you know, that you sort of pull off the bench for the big runs at Calgary. Those ones, there's a couple of them that, you know, they've had enough this year. They've raced enough, and there's no sense in working them too hard. It's a management of a sports team, really. Even the superstars can only take so many minutes on the ice in the NHL, and our horses are the same. So, but you'll see the same horses that I raced at the last couple shows for sure.
In conversation, Mark Sutherland's our guest here on the WPCA Insider Report. Tell me first, I guess two parters. Tell me about these rookies. Where did you get them? Where did they come from? And where are they? Where are you using them this year? Where have they fit in for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So thank you for asking. Sometimes when different drivers have different techniques, I suppose it's similar to a hockey coach. But you know, if I have a horse and I see his tendencies are to move his feet one way or charge a certain way in the barrel, I'll place him in what I believe is the appropriate position. So I find that a powerhouse, always going 90 miles an hour type horse, I can plug him in the left wheel, which is the back left position. That's where I want all my charge. You certainly need speed and power and agility in all spots, but they have to do it differently. So a lot of times, that's where a rookie will go for at least a couple races till he shows you where he really wants to be. Sometimes he stays there. So I've been lucky enough to be able to transfer some of those horses to the lead. I've been, you know, and I'll be driving a rookie in the lead again. Driven him there this year, and so, you know, it's difficult. I think to find a natural superstar and just plug him in right where he goes. You know, you get lucky sometimes and you find that horse and he goes there, but usually you got to move him around. So we, you know, Dad, who's traveled, you know, him and I traveled together for my last 25 years. You know, we go all over. We kind of split it up. I take the West Coast, he takes the East Coast, although I did spend a couple months in Kentucky and Chicago a couple years ago trying to buy horses with him, and St. Louis. So, you know, I tend to stay west, but with him with him cashing in his chips and retiring, I'm probably going to have to do that. If I'm going to get him from everywhere, I'm going to have to do a lot more traveling myself. So I'll probably head out to Seattle early this fall. It really depends on when the season ends for the thoroughbred race meets. So. I like the schedule at Seattle, so I'll head there. I'll probably have to head to Winnipeg. And, you know, I'm looking at California and then possibly Ontario this fall.
I think Florida is the only place you didn't mention you were looking. That's amazing to me, that swath. When Mark Sutherland's looking for a horse, when you're looking for that talent and those young, you know, those rookies to join your team, what are the things that stand out for you? Do you have specific guidelines, or is it kind of animal by animal, athlete by athlete?
Well, there are some specific guidelines that most of the drivers share. So I will only buy geldings. I will buy males. I prefer a gelding just because a stud doesn't do very well in the company that we keep with all these horses. They get a little aggressive. So if we do buy a colt or a stud, we end up having to geld them, which is the horse version of neutering. Yep. So I look for a thoroughbred gelding, typically. I like a horse with some speed, and then I look at his structure. You know, I look how his legs are, how big he is, but I do look at his race record, and certainly price is the number one thing, because there's a number of beautiful looking majestic creatures out there, but if they're not in your if they're not within your bank balance, you just get to watch them. So we do look. I'm not a particular. I like a brown horse or a red horse or a gray horse. If I buy a horse and he works out, I love that horse. So we do look at the way that they're built. You know, sometimes a horse will have a crooked leg or a bad knee or something, and you can certainly take a chance on those horses. Typically, the price would reflect that chance, though. But to me, I look at their race record. I look at their, the way they're built and how big they are. And if they've got some speed and the price is right, they are now the new member of the Southern Chuck Wagon Racing Team.
You, in a previous answer, I want to just double back on something. You talked about putting a rookie in the lead. Is that, help me out with that, is that your most important position? And if you do put a young horse in there, how long does it usually last? How many seasons can he play that role for you?
Yeah, that's so. I don't know if there is one position that's more important. You know, some drivers, I guess, have a preference, or if they don't have that certain horse in a position, they don't like it. But again, I make lots of references to other sports teams. But if you have a line, it doesn't matter really. Is it the left wing or the right wing or the centerman who's more important? I mean, there's arguments made for all of them, because if you don't win the face-off, you're never gonna. But if you guys can't, if they can't get it out of the corners or feed the puck to the front of the net, how are they going to score? So I'm kind of the same with the horses. I like horses to do certain things. So they play a different role, very similar to, a left defenseman or a right defenseman. They play a different role. And I think it takes a very agile horse to be in the lead. They are all agile, as you can tell, because of the figure eight we do and the race we run. But, so I suppose if I've got a lot of charge a lot of power in the barrel turn on the left wheel. And I've got a horse that's easy enough to turn that likes to really, really crank it in the barrels on the right lead. I'm a happy guy. So, and you know, those horses can last for over a decade. I've got, I've got horses that I bought at a younger age that I'm still racing. My father is racing an 18-year-old right now that came off the track, I believe, as a 5-year-old. So, you know, and he was second day money with that horse. So second fastest time with that horse on the final night of Dawson Creek. So these horses can have a long, long life if you manage them, which, again, you know, back to my earlier point, that's why some of my horses are, you need depth, and that's why they're not going to race this weekend, and they didn't race last weekend, or the weekend before. You can't really split your season 50-50, but you can give them a couple trips at the first show, and you can give them a couple trips at the third show, and, you know, maybe they can have 3 trips and 4 trips, and then, you know, maybe that's enough. And each horse, he'll tell you, you know, they're smart animals, so maybe 15 races a year is too much for one horse and 20 is enough for the other. Or, I think it's a special rookie that can, just like in football or hockey, you know, it's a special rookie that can play with the veterans, you know, for the entire season. And I think that that's the same way with the Chuck Wagon horse. So you have to manage that as well.
In conversation, Mark Sutherland, our guest here on the WPCA Insider Report, joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. We're on location today, and a familiar name, Bo Levi Mitchell, wanted to say hello. Of course, he was very quick to tell me that he made it to the final table of your charity poker event and won it 1 year. tell me a little bit about the Mark Sutherland Texas Hold'em Invitational, which I believe is October 3rd this year.
Okay, well, I'm a horrible poker player, and everyone needs to know that about me. So I'm not taking anything away from previous champions of my poker tournament, but I was the second last player out in one of the years. So I don't know if it takes a ton of talent to win my tournament, but I won't take it away from the champions. We raise money for a bunch of charities, primarily Pace Kids in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun poker tournament. It's held at Cowboys. And, we're doing it again. We're doing it again this year. We've had 5 years under our belt. We've raised over $500,000 for charity.
Wow.
There's a lot of these charity poker tournaments coming out, and fans and interested poker players, they get to sit with a Chuck Wagon celebrity, a rodeo celebrity. We've had such great support from the Stampeders. Some of our Olympic athletes, and it's been great. So it's kind of got a cool twist. Every celebrity has a championship belt buckle and a cowboy hat and a cowboy shirt on. And when whoever the lucky person is at that table that knocks that celebrity out, they win that belt buckle and then the hat and the shirt. So it's going to be again, it's October 3rd this year, Tuesday. At Cowboys, and SutherlandCharityPoker.com is where they can find all the information. So it's a great fun event. I look forward to it every year, and we are changing it each year. We're adding a little bit. We're trying to we're looking at doing a bit of a talent contest. So we're working with Cowboys to do that. Going to get some country and western music out there. That's kind of my route, so
sure.
I don't think there'll be any rappers going to win the talent contest, but I think it should be fun. It'll be a great event again this year.
Well, geez, congratulations on the success through the first 5 years, and I hope that people take the opportunity to participate this year. It's terrific, and you know what? The last one, I think it's appropriate. You mentioned him a couple of times in this conversation. For a lot of people who, sadly, I think, you know, we got to work on getting more people to appreciate that it's not just the Calgary Stampede where you guys compete, but so many people who love that event and watch that event know your father's name and he's synonymous with that event, and it was the last time for him participating this year. He's talked about it. What did you make of it? What was it like watching your dad at the ripe old age of 65 still giving her?
Well, you know, the funny thing about getting older, I still think I'm young. So he doesn't look 65 to me, because I remember 65-year-olds when I was 20, and they were old.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a tremendous career. I think that, you know, in every sport, you know, there's special athletes. I think that, you know, there's a number of reasons why Dad, you know, is that special athlete for Chuck Wagon Racing. One, the longevity of his career. Obviously, the success. You know, nobody's ever had the success he had. You know, he's been, you know, he's been likened to the you know, the Michael Jordan and the Tiger Woods and the Wayne Gretzky. And he's also been likened to the Yankees, because he, you know, there, you know, he's always making big money with the sponsors. And there's all these, you know, there's all these reasons and excuses why he, you know, people couldn't beat him. But the fact is, they couldn't. And it's been fun watching. You know, I'm not actually, I don't think I'm looking forward to his retirement as much as he is. He says he's ready. He looks ready. He's happy. I see he's approaching this year differently. He's taking time, even more so. He's been, you know, he's been such a promoter of the sport, and fans love him. And, you know, he's going out of his way to talk to people just because they, you know, and they want to tell him how important he was to him in terms of the sport. So, it's been fun to watch. It'll be really weird. You know, I've been racing for 25 years, and my father was racing before I was born. I've literally never missed a Calgary Stampede in my life. And although I don't remember the first five or six of them, he was there. And, you know, it's going to be different. And I guess, you know, if I can quote a corny country song, you know, Brad Paisley made something famous this year, that, you know, and the chorus went, "There's a last time for everything." And I suppose that's just been my approach to it. He's changed the game of chuck wagon racing. And you know, it's a better sport because of him. And there'll be a void when he leaves. And I'm, you know, I'm happy that he's done what he wants to do in the sport and he's ready to leave. But it's just unfortunate he's not going to be there when I jump off the seat next year and we talk about a horse and how he's going to do. And we're constantly jumping off the seat and talking about how this rookie did, and, oh, this is going to be a good horse this next year. And, oh, you got to put him in this spot, or I'm going to do this. That conversation has been different between Dad and I this year. And it's like, he'll jump off the seat. And in previous years, you know, oh man, this is going to be a great horse next year, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And now it's, you know, you're going to do this. You should do that. You should do this with this horse. And you know, it's just different. I guess everybody goes through retirement. It's a change for everybody, but Chuck Wagon Racing is a lifestyle. And, you know, my father's been with me in business. The Chuck Wagon Racing, we travel together. We train together. We race together separately, of course. But it's going to be different. And I'm just hoping that he's as ready for retirement as he thinks he is.
Great stuff. Mark, really appreciate this. Thank you for just taking the time to kind of explain to us the kind of the theory and the way you work with the young horses. I thought that was fantastic. I wish you continued success, and I just posted the link to your charity poker event, which is coming up here in the next little while. We want people to support that. And thank you for your comments on your father. I know that for many in the Calgary and the, you know, all across Western Canada who love the Stampede and love, and through that, love the WPCA, are going to miss him. And he's meant so much to the sport. So I appreciate those comments. Thank you, sir, for your time today. Best of luck this weekend up at Rocky Mountain House.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the time.
Mark Sutherland joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline, voted Calgary's best burger 2 years in a row by listeners of Sportsnet 960 The Fan.